Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the American Horror Story Hotel Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. We're going to be talking about Wednesday's episode titled Mommy. So apparently there are some big mommy issues going on in this show, which happens in just about every season, I think, honestly. There's always mommy issues. But as usual, my name is Brancy, and I'm here with co-host Christina. Christina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Brancy?
I'm feeling pretty awesome. So I'm so excited to let everybody know we're finally caught up. Oh my gosh, this is a miracle. This episode only aired 2 days ago, Wednesday night. So we're just going to jump right into it, and we're going to go by character. So which character would you like to start off with, Christina?
Let's go with Finn. Finn's on my mind for some reason.
Finn's always on my mind because he is on point. So we're going to talk about Finn Wittrock's character, Tristan, which we are still loving. I'm a little surprised he is not a season regular. He's not in the credits. So I'm scared. I don't want him to go.
I'm very frightened that he's a good character. I don't want to see him go either.
Yeah, I'm digging this character. But as the episode opens, we have Tristan talking to Evan Peters, another fave, his character James March, and he says that he basically wants to help get rid of Will Drake, who's trying to change up the hotel. So I love this scene because he goes, "How do you know all that?" He's like, "I Googled you." And then James March goes, "That sounds obscene."
I love that scene. It was so funny.
That was, like, my favorite quote of the episode. That sounds obscene. Hey. So, thanks, Evan Peters, because that sounded very, very, like, old school, the way he delivered that line. I liked it.
And the whole high-five thing, you know, we didn't give him a high-five. He's like,
it was great. I loved it. Those two are, like, making the whole season for me, honestly.
Same. I really like their characters the most of any of the characters so far.
That's right, me too. But to talk about Tristan a little bit, we don't see a whole lot of Tristan this episode, but aside from his budding bromance with James March, we have the moment where he tries to put the moves on Will Drake so that he can kill him for James March, but he's stopped by the Countess. How did you feel about that?
I thought he was going to be successful.
I did too. I thought we were about to see some raunchy sex scene going on. And I don't know. Now, I have a story to tell about this. My mom did not see the first 5 minutes. So she did not see the part where Tristan is talking to James March about trying to kill him and everything. So when she saw that, she was like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 what's happening?" She was so confused, and I was like, "Mom,
poor mother."
I was like, "Mom, come on, he's trying to kill him." And then she was like, "How do you think that?" And I was like, "Oh shit, she didn't see the first few minutes." So rest in peace to my mom, who was very confused as what was happening.
Your poor mother.
Yeah, she was like, "Whoa, when did this happen? I thought he was with the Countess." I was like, "God, Mom, don't you know you cannot miss a single minute of American Horror Story or you'll miss everything?"
Literally. You really will.
You really will. But we actually learn a little bit as to why the Countess stopped Tristan from killing Will Drake, and it's because later we see Gaga putting the moves on Will Drake. Gaga is just getting so much this season. She's just getting it from everybody. And we're going to talk about the other person she's getting it from a little bit later. You guys know who it is. But we actually see Finn Wittrock's character Tristan walk in on them, and he kind of pulls her to the side to talk about it. And apparently, she's got a scheme because the Countess is broke. Did you expect that?
I didn't. I
I
really
did not
didn't.
either.
The way she dresses really doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was
And she
thinking.
had
So I'm.
that very expensive bottle of wine, right?
Right, yeah. So what I'm thinking is
Yeah.
maybe she uses compulsion to get her way a lot of the time, maybe. That's the only thing I can think of.
It would make sense.
Which is also how she put the moves on a gay man.
Oh my God, that scene was hilarious. The end of it was.
I didn't hear that the last part, but when I rewatched it, because I just finished rewatching it maybe like an hour ago, where she whispers in his ear, "Oh, and by the way, you're hard." I was like, "Oh my God." I didn't hear that the first time. I did not hear it. I was like, "Oh my God, Gaga, I can't." That
Was hilarious.
was great. That was great. I'm actually
Oh, I
kind of glad
loved
I
it.
did not hear that the first time, because I watched it with my parents the first time, so that would have been awkward.
Oh, no. You
Yeah,
were lucky
watching
then.
American Horror Story with your parents, it's not always a good idea. It's never a good idea, actually, but you know what? It can't be helped. One roof, guys, only one roof. So, moving on to
Pray
our.
for you.
Yeah, seriously. Moving on to our other problematic Countess affair-y, we have Donovan, where he is sassing his mom. That whole scene, Kathy Bates just slayed me with her motherly speech. That killed me.
Same, I was dead.
Yeah, and not a lot of things can shock me because I watch so many different shows and so much horror, but when he told her that she needed to just kill herself, I was. Oh my God, I was so shocked. I
Dude,
just
I was
sat
really
there like,
upset.
holy shit, did he just say that?
I was really upset about that. Like, oh my God.
Even my dad said something. My dad, who was like the most desensitized person ever when watching television, he was like, well, damn.
It's awful.
Yeah,
And I
it
feel
was.
bad that she actually, tried to go through with it. And actually
That's
tried
right.
to go through with it with the help of Sally.
That's right, Sally, who I'm still, I guess we're going to see more of Sally's backstory later because we keep seeing little snippets, but so far she's kind of one-dimensional. We haven't seen a lot of depth to her, and I hope we see more depth because Sarah Paulson's such a great actress.
She is.
Yeah. But Sally does try and kill, well, does try and actually succeeds in killing Iris. But Donovan comes in after returning from being kidnapped by Ramona. So we're going to talk about that in just a second. But just to finish talking about Donovan, he turns his mother into a vampire. How do you feel about that?
How many more are they going to turn?
Literally, it was like, you know that Oprah thing where it's like, and you get a car, and you get a car. That's how it feels right now. Like, you're a vampire. You're a vampire. Everyone's a vampire. That's how it's going this season for me.
I really wonder if everybody will be a vampire by the end of the season.
Vampires and ghosts, man. That's what the season is
Yep.
so far. Pretty much. Yeah, well, actually, now that I think about it, literally everyone is now a vampire or a ghost except for Detective John Lowe and his wife. That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
Very trippy. Oh, I guess Will Drake, but he's not that important. Shade, sorry. But,
Is, and I don't like him.
yeah, he's just not doing anything for me at the moment. But people we do like that unfortunately have met their demise, Naomi Campbell.
Mr. P.
Rest in peace, Naomi. You're walking that big runway in the sky, my friend. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I was sad to see Naomi Campbell go, but we'll soldier on. She's got stuff to do. She don't got time for American Horror Story.
She
But
don't.
thank you for joining while you could.
She made it worth it.
She did make it worth it. But in other developments, we have some craziness going on with the new character, Ramona Royale, played by Miss Angela Bassett. Yes! I'm so excited.
I love that.
She is awesome. I love Angela Bassett. And, oh, my God. Let's just talk about Ramona Royale's affair with the Countess for a minute here.
Holy shit.
Because Christina actually watched this episode in its entirety before I did. I fell asleep watching it the first time, so I finished watching it later. And she was just smug as hell, and I was wondering what I was going to see. But as soon as I saw the boob blood, I was like, oh my.
What she drank blood from the Countess' titty breast.
She did indeed. And I was just so shocked. I did not know what to say. At all.
I don't know why, but I really, really liked that, you know, entire
the titty
storyline.
Blood?
I thought it was, well, not the titty blood, but the storyline. I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean, though, but it was cool to see that. I guess the Countess just does not give a damn who she hooks up with. And you know what? I'm not a slut shamer, so let's go. You go ahead and do whatever you can, Gaga. You get whoever you can.
You do it.
Just don't let him be ugly, please. We don't need to see that.
Oh.
We don't need to see
awful.
That at all. It would be. But that was crazy with that whole entirety thing. So I guess they're showing how the Countess, you know, basically gets somebody, kind of falls in like a semi-state of like love relationship, but then dumps them. So Donovan lets her know she dumped me last Tuesday. So basically, Ramona's like, all right, well, I'm done with you then.
She's after the kids.
She is after the kids, which we finally hear mention of the kids. We hear that Ramona is after the little vampire children. I still don't know why she has vampire children. Do you have any guesses?
Honestly, I have no idea. I've been trying to figure it out. But
yeah, I just don't see any motivation for having the vampire kids, honestly. I really don't. Unless she just likes children, but in that case, it just seems weird for her to have so many, because technically they're taking up resources that could be used on her and Donovan and now Iris.
And Tristan.
And Tristan, yeah. Seriously, all the vampires at this hotel, it's a mess.
It is a mess.
Yeah, it is a mess. But I'm excited to see where Ramona's character is going to go with this. I loved it. However, I do have to say, when she started going into flashback mode and they showed her on the film set, I really did think she was a porn star. I don't know. It was just set up that way. I'm sorry, Angela Bassett. I don't mean to think bad things.
I really did like, I guess they were trying to allude to Pam, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Greer, something like that. Foxy Brown, I think that was
her
name.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I see what you mean.
I think that's
but she
what
did
they
say
were trying to.
She did a bunch of B-movies, which, you know, she tried to bump up, which is actually how she met the Countess, because the Countess saw what she wanted and she took it. She said, goodbye, film producer, you need to go. It was. So I'm excited to see where Ramona Royale goes this season. But that was a very surprising turn of events that she was involved with the Countess. But I guess we're going to see more of that, because now the Countess has got three people that she is hooked up with, all kind of facing against each other.
Mm.
Kind of crazy.
It's going to be a throwdown.
It is going to be a throwdown over Gaga, and I just don't know what to expect. But
I'm not
excited.
Prepared.
I'm not prepared. I don't think anybody's prepared for that.
Mm-mm.
Ryan Murphy wasn't prepared to write it.
Ryan Murphy wrote some other questionable things.
He did. He writes a lot of questionable things, honestly. But we'll have to just see how it goes. But meanwhile, talking about other people about to get it on, because why not? Let's talk about that moment that Sally and Detective John Lowe have in the elevator. I thought
well,
stuff was about to happen. You know what? I straight up thought he was about to get it. I really did. I thought that, I was like, oh God, they're about to do elevator sex on this damn show.
I did too. I'm like, oh, here we go.
I mean, it looked like he was about to give in.
He probably was, because his wife wouldn't, you know.
Right, and
the
I think it goes...
No longer interested.
Right, and it goes back to Murder House, Season 1, with Ben Harmon and the maid. Temptation is a big role in American Horror Story, and it's a big role this season especially, so it was cool that that kind of mirrored that situation.
I feel bad for John Lowe, though.
Yeah, John Lowe just, he has a shit life because his wife springs on him that she wants a divorce. What? Why would you want to divorce Wes Bentley? Oh, my God.
For real, though, why the fuck did you
know.
Want to divorce him?
Like, did you see his face, ma'am? I mean, you almost slept with him in his hotel room.
I really don't like her. I mean, I know mothers love their children, and, you know, they think they're, especially their first children, but her obsession with Holden.
It's creepy, right?
Yeah, it's really creepy.
I got a very Oedipus vibe from that, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I
didn't want to say it because I didn't know if I was the only one that got that, but I'm glad I'm not the only one who sensed that.
Oh, no. I really didn't like it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I
you
do know...
She's questioning her love for her husband. You made the baby with him.
That was the line that did it for me, where she says that it made her question if she really loved John. And I was like, oh, okay, we're in dangerous territory here. I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
Didn't appreciate that.
I didn't either.
But when she's talking to her daughter, Scarlett... She hears Scarlett say lavender, that he smelled like lavender, and that's what clicks for her because she remembers Holden smelling of lavender. And I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go now.
I'm actually really afraid.
I'm afraid, too. And honestly, I do love Chloe Savini, but I'm a little bit disappointed in the way her character has been shown so far. And I really hope that something else happens and there's some kind of development there because... I was so excited that when I heard that she was coming back, and I've just been a little let down.
Yeah, that's really, I don't like her character that much.
No, I don't either, and that makes me sad.
Hopefully things improve, because that's, right now her character ain't doing it for me.
I really hope so, but, other than that, I think there's only one other thing we kind of need to mention, and it's the fact that Ramona reveals that the Countess does not appreciate it when one of her creations tries to turn somebody else. So that's going to be major fallout after Donovan just turned his mom.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that.
I didn't either until just now. So I'm sounding really smart right now, but I just thought of that. But I'm excited to see where that goes. It's going to be a throwdown of epic proportions, and I'm excited for it.
I'm excited to see it.
Yep, me too. But congratulations, everybody listening. We have finally gotten caught up. I'm excited. Christina, are you excited that we're finally caught up?
Yes, I'm very excited.
I am really, really happy. So next week, we're going to be on track for episode 4, which is the Halloween special. And oh my God, I saw the preview. I'm so excited. It's a serial killer murder party. And I'm really, I can't. I just can't.
Isn't Lily Rabe going to be there? Because she's playing.
Yes!
Halloween.
And I'm so
and John
excited. It's going to be so good. I can't wait.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
I know. I'm just like, sign me up. I'm here for it. Let me see the serial killer dinner party. I'm all about it. I'm excited for next week. And it's the Halloween special, so you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
All kinds of havoc. And I wonder if they're going to stick with the Murder House tradition of ghosts being able to leave.
said John Wayne Gacy, but I was reading something on the tag, and it said Twisty, not John Wayne Gacy.
What?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I misread and dreamt that, but I could have sworn I read Twisty instead of
honestly,
John Wayne Gacy.
I just saw a clown and went to John Wayne Gacy, so it could be.
Yeah, I did too.
I guess that could be a way for them to connect Freak Show, but I guess we'll have to see. I don't know, but I'm excited for it. I love Halloween. I love Halloween specials. Just bring it. Bring it, American Horror Story. I'm ready.
It's time.
It is time. But I think I've covered everything I wanted to talk about for this episode. Did you have anything else you wanted to add before we leave?
Nope, that clown thing was the only thing.
All right, cool. So thank you guys for joining us. And if you want to check out more of our American Horror Story, wow. Scory. More of our American Horror Story recaps, you can go to audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online if you want to hear more of me and Christina, because, I mean, we're awesome. I don't know why you would not want to hear more of us, but you can check out our Supernatural recaps. We also have a ton of things on Variety Radio Online that you can check out. I do The Walking Dead. We also have, by other hosts, we've got Gotham, Sleepy Hollow, Once Upon a Time, The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, so many shows, so many options. And if you want to read up on some things, maybe watch some interviews from Dragon Con, Comic Con, all those fun things, you can go to Variety Radio Online's website, which is thevro.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Variety Radio Online, and we are varietyradioonline.tumblr.com on Tumblr. We are at the VRO on Twitter, and you can also find us on Instagram at Variety Radio Online. So thank you all for listening, and we hope to see you next week for American Horror Story Halloween Special. Bye, guys.
Bye.